I am Dr. Nguashi Christabel, a medical doctor providing primary health care in Cameroon, with a particular focus on maternal, adolescent, reproductive, and child health. And oh, I'm also the founder of MTJAM Health, a health communication platform using multiple media like social media, radio, and television to share accurate health information that will help people make better health decisions. So generally, Cameroon has different levels of care, but that which most people have access to is primary health care. That's what most people get to afford. That's what most people have access to, primary health care. And you'll be surprised that in Cameroon, there are people who don't have access to health care, especially in the conflict-affected area where I work. You have hospitals and health centers being shut down as a result of the conflict. You have health personnel have run away for safety because they're being threatened and all of that. So most people can't access health care. And in my practice as a medical doctor, I get to hear a lot of things that don't just sound right. And a lot of these health myths and misinformation is leading people to early graves. Because you imagine that in a country where people can't afford health care, they don't have the health information to actually prevent diseases. It leads to diseases that they can't afford. And of course, if they can't afford health care, they get to die from diseases that were preventable in the first place. So most people get to pay out of pocket. And this out-of-pocket payment for health expenditures get to push more people into poverty. People get to forfeit basic life needs like food to pay for their health care bills. I've had so many times to pay for patients' medications because they can't afford and they're in an emergency. So all of that just made me think, okay, if I give people the information that they need, they'll be able to make better decisions and then they will reduce health care costs. And one thing that really pushed me to this is one time I received a girl. She was actually at the verge of death. She was 16 years old. And when I asked her, how did all of this happen? She said she was suffering from severe menstrual cramps. So her friends advised her that the only way to get rid of those severe pains is to have unprotected sex, which is totally wrong. So she had unprotected sex, got pregnant, and then she came to the hospital, met me that day, and she started explaining all of this. But tracing back to the root cause, we saw all of this was as a result of misinformation because her friends told her something that was not right. So all of this just prompted me to start giving out health information, especially on maternal and child care, sexual and reproductive health, some of those topics that are not easily being shared in the African setting. So all of this just led me to say, okay, if I educate people through social media, not everybody's on social media, now I can get to them through radio or through television. It will make them have this information so that they should be able to prevent diseases, save some cost, and of course, lead healthier lives to contribute to economic growth, increase their productivity, and all of that.